so exciting. A little jerk of the head, and oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's good. You'll enjoy that. David Jason, Sir David Jason, by the way, just to remind you all,
will be on
the show later. Now, Del Boy took a shine to Pippa.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, we met before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Me and Del Boy.
Yeah. You go back, don't you, and Del?
Way back, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. Like, before we'd even done the interview, he went into Del Boy and he went, oh.
Mange two.
Bonne douche. Oh, hello there, whatever. And Pippa just laughed right at his face.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Probably because I didn't know how to react.
No, but that's the thing. He just, once he does that voice, you just go...
It's so funny.
It's Derek Trotter. It's actual Del Boy. Anyway, 8:30 this morning is when you'll hear from him. In the meantime...
This is one of the biggest items we've been sent into the letters feature.
Is it one of Pippa's friends' lunchboxes?
Now. Don't you?
It's Hefty's luncheon voucher.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's massive.
We've got a team of 10 carrying it in.
Yeah, here it comes now.
Morning, Hefty.
Here she comes. No. Dear Jedi Master Moyles.
Oh, hello.
Dear Dom of the Dark Side.
Oh.
And the rest of the Radio X Rebel Alliance.
Oh.
My name's Trev. That's what he says. From Enlightened Movie Posters, EMP. I wanted to send you something from my corner of the galaxy, brackets Cardiff. Inside this package is one of my custom light boxes.
Oh.
Basically, it's a massive poster that when you plug it in, it lights up.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool, isn't it? He's sent us a poster from Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. And he's also sent a Mars Attacks one as well. If we want to pop that in the poster, we can. These posters, Chris, were designed to be displayed backlit in cinema light boxes, and that's exactly what my product delivers.
Oh.
I'm a huge fan of the show, by the way. I listen every day. During lockdown, my mental health was on the ropes. Your mornings gave me structure and a reason to laugh. It was part of my daily routine. It really helped me, so thanks. You're more than welcome, Trev. Trev, shall I plug it in and you can see what you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to dim the lights, James?
Yeah, I can do that.
Diddly 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 diddly.
Right.
Oh.
So close your eyes.
Okay. Well,
no, don't close your eyes yet.
Oh.
Have a look at what it looks like now.
With my eyes open.
With your eyes open.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars poster for...
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith. Yeah.
Sith.
Okay.
You don't need to close your eyes because you'll just turn the light on and then we'll see what it looks like.
Yeah, it's true. Don't close your eyes.
Hang on. Can I open them?
Oh, yeah, hang on. I'm trying to work out how I hold it and plug it in at the same time.
Do you want me to hold something, Dom?
No.
It's good radio, this.
Right, I'm plugging in.
I was just thinking what a great show we've done so far today as well.
Well, hang on.
Do you want a hand?
No. It's tricky to plug in and hold. I'm doing it now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Watch what happens when I plug this into this.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it lights up.
Hey, what do you think?
Cool. That's really cool, actually.
Isn't that cool? It's lit up, and you can display that in the, you know, wherever you want, your house or whatever, I suppose.
Slick.
Isn't it nice?
It's cool.
It's very cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So everything's lit up.
Oh, now what? You're saying, yeah,
no.
You're not convinced, Way.
No, I'm just saying it's just a shame it's Revenge of the Sith, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you can put anything in there. What's your favourite film?
Well, no, but you can't put a normal poster in, surely, because it has to...
Oh, no, you can.
Ah.
Oh, can you? I don't know.
I'm just saying, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
There's Mars Attacks ones he sent as well.
It doesn't look transparent.
No, it looks like a normal one, I think. I'm going to unplug now.
Ooh.
There we go, I've unplugged. That's good. Oh, thanks, Trev.
Do you know what? We should put that in our green room.
Yeah, we should. You're right.
Yeah, and we can put whatever we want. Change it every week.
You're going to change the poster every week?
No, I'm saying...
I mean, it's just taking me 10 minutes to switch the bloody light on.
Yeah.
Send that to QVC as a demo?
Definitely. They said no, didn't they? We were going to pitch a show to QVC. They didn't go for it.
They didn't.
That's a shame. Anyway, if you'd like to have a look at his stuff, it is genuinely brilliant. He's on Insta, Enlightened Movie Posters.
Oh, do you know what? I will go on this. Hold on.
Enlightened?
Hold on.
Movie Posters.
Instagram?
Yeah, he's on the old Insta.
Enlightened movie
posters.
And there it is. EMP.
EMP. This is Trev.
Original cinema posters are designed to be displayed, illuminate. Original cinema posters are designed to be displayed illuminated light boxes. Well, you've screwed up your profile there, didn't it? In, do you mean? Get your movie posters looking the way they were intended with this frame.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it clever?
And he's got he's got Mandalorian and Spider-Man and he's also got a picture of a cat. So he's also got a picture of a satellite dish on a wall.
Right.
Oh, I mean, cat in the window.
You can put whatever you want in there, couldn't you? I suppose anything. You could put the current Leeds United team poster in there. That would look quite nice.
Champions again, ole ole.
Trev, thank you very much. I think I displayed that very well and explained exactly what it was.
Enlightened movie posters on Instagram. That's nice, that man. Thank you very much.
Good.
Very generous of you.
Thanks, Trev.
That is good. I like that. So you get the movie poster. Now, do we need to send you the movie poster or do you sell the movie posters?
Well, I reckon you can just buy a movie poster that fits that frame. It's the frame, isn't it? So he would just shove it in, turn it on.
And how do you plug it in? Is it awkward?
Did I make it look awkward?
You did a bit.
Right.
But that's
only because I was holding it myself. But there's a little lead at the bottom. It's very easy.
Is that on a battery or are you plugging it in?
I know it's a plug into the mains job.
If you did it again, it'd be quicker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we can't because I've just seen the old time. Now, thank you, Trev, and good luck with it as well. I think they're awesome. James, stop. Hi, Dom. I'm the person that sent in the Duncan Goodhue text last week recommending that James has swimming lessons. Because James, if you don't know, James Robinson, 37?
Yeah.
Can't swim.
No, I sink.
He is convinced that when he goes in the swimming pool, he sinks and everybody else floats, even though that's not true. They just swim.
So we're not sure now if it's because James hasn't learned to swim yet or his body is made, you know,
differently,
to sink.
Yeah.
I think the latter.
Yeah, and you worked near Sellafield for quite a while as well, didn't you?
At Sellafield as well.
Yeah, that's it. So, Katie in Runcorn, whose suggestion it was, has sent you something in the post.
No way.
Which she wants you to try on. Well, she needs you to try them on for size now.
Trying on Speedos.
Just to see. They're not Speedos. Okay. These are lovely swimming goggles.
Look at them.
I hope they fit, but please let me know. Good luck, Jam Boy. Her words.
Thank you.
From Katie in Runcorn.
They've got UV protection.
Yeah. Do you want to give it
anti-fog?
Yeah.
Who's she?
Really?
Come on. Remove.
He's putting his goggles on.
No, I haven't removed. Oh, they're tight.
Yeah. Well, you can change them.
Like, saw my head in half.
Now, is that... You've got a swimming cap there as well, I think, haven't you? Or is that just the...
You could loosen it.
Is that a cloth?
Wow. Are you making it tighter?
No, I'm not.
You are?
Am I?
You're making it tighter. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Oh, am I?
Oh, wow.
Now, James, if you take your headphones off...
Yeah.
Then you can put your swimming cap on and then...
They're like, have you seen them videos of like where people put elastic bands around a watermelon?
Yeah, lip pop.
That's what my head feels like.
You look like a pound shop Neo from The Matrix.
Yeah. Oh.
And now you're putting on your skull cap.
Yeah. We'll send this to Duncan Goodhue as well. You look like you're on an all night rave in Ibiza.
You look like you need to go back to being looked after in the home. Right.
Wow, that's so good.
Skull cap on and his goggles. Oh, yeah, swimming is definitely your future.
Oh my God. How do people fit in this stuff?
Well, I mean, usually...
How do people fit in this stuff?
I suppose you put it on in the... I don't know.
It's very tight.
That's it.
It's the back bit.
Yeah, you haven't put it on the back yet, you div.
Oh, no.
You've split it all the way.
Oh, you've split it.
Have you ripped it?
Oh, Katie, I'm so sorry. You've sent a lovely gift in and James has ripped it already.
You're not like being prepped for some kind of weird operation.
I look like Dangerous Brian. That's an old reference.
You like what?
Dangerous Brian.
That is lovely, James.
It's a bit boffin boothy, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Thanks, Katie. It's only a matter of time now.
Are we getting Duncan Goodhue to teach James how to swim?
I think we've reached out to Duncan, haven't we, Pip?
Well, now.
And he said no.
He said no.
The only reason we haven't yet is because I'm not entirely convinced James will actually want to do that.
I have no interest in swimming.
No,
but since when has whether somebody on the show wanted to do something or not stopped us from doing it?
But this has to take commitment from James in that he has to get into some water.
We made you hold a tarantula and you cried.
Yeah,
but
you didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do Morris dancing, but I did it. And you know what? Enjoyed myself.
Well, did you?
Talk to James.
Yeah.
James, will you take a swimming lesson from Duncan Goodhue?
No.
Okay, that's a yes.
James,
it's a firm yes.
Imagine
we're
if
we're not the Beeb anymore now. We can bully him and get away with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
No, we've got that helpline, remember?
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Imagine if we're on the Dover to Calais ferry.
Yeah.
It's me, you and Chris.
Yeah.
And for some reason, me and Chris throw you overboard.
Oh, just say we accidentally push you.
Accidentally. Because
you're going to jail.
You're playing balance on the rail game.
Yeah.
And you go straight over there.
Like the little kid in Superman when he's at the Niagara Falls.
Yes.
And he's doing that thing with the balcony. And they go, be careful. I like that because obviously that's allowed to just climb over the bed.
Yeah.
And then, oh, down he goes. Just like that.
But none of us can fly.
Yeah, none of us can fly. But if you could swim. Whoa.
Yeah.
Happy days. Swim all the way to Calais.
There you go.
I'd rather wear a life jacket all the
time. In a nutshell, thanks, Katie, for sending goggles in. And thanks to Trev for the very cool light box.
I'm bored now.
Okay. Dom at radiox.co.uk. You can send an email or you can send stuff through the post, a bit like Trev did, to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the...
Nah, it was this.
The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
Long, sunny days are ahead, and your next big win could be two. With massive cash prizes waiting to be won, your dream purchase may be closer than you think. But you've got to be in it to win it. Enter today at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Hey, Mum. So you know we met Zara, my financial advisor? Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan so you can get that bungalow near me. Oh, and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Oi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
The Radio X Evening Show
with Dan O'Connell.
Tonight on the Evening Show, I'm joined by these two.
Nicholas Orson, Harlan Pellanquist.
They are The Hives.
Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
This is The Chris Moyles Show, hosted by, and you won't believe this, Chris Moyles.
Hiya.
Radio.
And before that was a little promo for Dan O'Connell with the evening show this evening from 7 o'clock. You may know Dan O'Connell from his great work at Radio X, or you might have just heard us talking about the fact that he's a thief. You can't leave anything down in the Radio X office or the studio without Dan O'Connell's thieving little grubby fingers finding it. And we will talk more about this after Dub's Black and White Town plays now at Radio X.
Here comes the action. Here comes at last. Lord, give me reaction. Lord, give me a chance. You should.
My mate Doves, isn't it? Yeah. We watched the football together, weren't we?
You're hanging out with Doves.
Yeah,
now.
Man City Leeds in the old days. Brilliant Black and White Town. Love it. And I did get clarification from the Doves that they were also sub-sub.
That's right. Yeah.
Because there ain't no use. Two very, very different sounds, but also very great songs.
Brilliant.
There you are. Before that was Dan O'Connell telling you about his evening show. That's this evening from 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Dan O'Connell at Radio X. I think he's been at it again, Dan O'Connell. Old fingers.
Dan has.
Sticky fingers.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, you know how, like, he likes to... You know how, at work, right? If you walked in and you've got... If you work in an office or whatever, and there was, on someone's desk, a package that said... To Dominic Byrne.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You would go, oh, that's for me.
That's for me. It's my name. That's for me. My
Pippa
package.
James, myself, would go, oh, that's for Dom. And we would walk away.
Right.
Dan O'Connell would do the same as you. Oh, that's for a mix of the two. That's for Dom. I'll open that and have a little look inside it.
Oh
I'll have that.
Oh, I see.
And we caught him.
Yeah.
He nicked some Tim Tams. Now, I know this sounds petty, but they were my Tim Tams.
Yeah.
And I like Tim Tams.
You love a Tim Tam.
And he had a Tim Tam.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
7 years ago.
Seven years ago, we accused Dan O'Connell of being a thief.
Was it really? We've moved on.
7 years ago. We'd like to remind him of this. The fact that he is. He's a tea leaf.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
That's it.
He should be doing a bit of time.
He's like Lady Gaga. He was born that way.
Anyway, do I need to set this up or do I just play it?
Play it.
This is Johnny Vaughan from yesterday's show.
Right, Dan, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Dan? What have you been up to today?
Today has been a busy old day.
Why did you just have my wallet?
No, I didn't know it was there.
Probably just dropped out of your hand on the counter.
Fingers O'Connell.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Fingers?
Here we go again.
You've been around them lockers again, have you? Hey, watch him round the lockers, that Dan O'Connell.
It's where they keep the biscuits.
Why did it just drop out your hand?
I don't think it did, John. It really didn't. I think it was under the papers, and you moved the papers.
Oh, because I tend to muddle my wallet in with a stack of newspapers. I wonder how many other times. You got to pick a pocket or two, Dan O'Connell. Wallet thief.
You know, I should feel a bit sorry for Dan because we did start this, but I don't.
He's still at it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Still at
Kevin
it.
Kevin and Johnny turned into Fagin.
That's lovely.
I love it.
Fingers O'Connell.
So he started with Tam Tams.
Yes.
And now he's at Wallets in just 7 short years.
I mean, what's going to be next?
Garden next week.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Dan O'Connell's in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Blimey.
So there you are. Old Fingers O'Connell.
Tried to take it with now, the newspapers.
Now, please, if you love me, if you love Johnny Vaughan, if you love our shows and you love Radio X, please, whatever you do, do not text Dan O'Connell at approximately 5 or 7 this evening say, evening thief, give us a shout out, will you?
Yeah.
You know.
Oi, Fingers. None of that.
Yeah, that's not fair. Dan O'Connell, stealing a living this evening from 7 at Radio X.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you're getting gross, cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Lately, did you ever feel a pain?
got tickets. It's not long to go. It's getting there. I genuinely still can't believe it that Oasis are back together and they're going to be playing live. And if you don't have tickets, I will be flabbergasted if there is not a documentary, board game, tea towel, film, everything.
It's less than 2 months now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Till the first gig in Cardiff.
And that very first Oasis show in Cardiff with Liam and Noel Gallagher.
Mm-mm.
And Noel Gallagher was the first guest on the Chris Moyle Show. Liam has been on loads of times. I know Liam listens. I know that he has us on in his home sometimes. We could be literally out of the radio in his kitchen right now. Noel, I've known on and off for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's going to be at the first gig in Cardiff? Not me.
No.
Sadly, but...
No, not us.
So I will be probably in the pub with Drunk Alan,
mm-hmm.
With a little speaker, playing Familiar to Millions.
Yes.
And pretending we're there.
Yes.
Just like the rest of us. Hopefully I am going to go and see them. Fingers crossed. We're working on a couple of things, but there's nothing cast iron.
Not yet.
But yeah, if Liam and Noel are listening, morning, guys. Hope you're all right.
Yeah.
And don't forget, it's for the guest list. Thank you. The Chris Moyle Show. Right, it's 2 minutes to eight.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
This month at Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a mega deal on a Napoli thermostatic bar shower mixer set for a mega £35 ex-VAT. Get down to Selco to grab a mega deal while stocks last. Check for details and more great offers online at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
That charged to 20%.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards. Qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for £2.49. Visualise the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October, subject to availability, participating restaurants only, not available on delivery, see website for full T's and C's.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Can I get a woo?
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. We get a kebab.
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update next.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top of your lungs singing, and last minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, halftime oranges, and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Dominic Byrne and I were just discussing art during the commercials there. I'll get into this after the news with Dominic. It's 8:07.
From Global's newsroom, Downing Street says there'll be an update on trade talks with the US later today. American media are saying Donald Trump is going to announce an agreement with the UK at the White House later. The US president has promised a major trade deal with a highly respected country. In other news, Iran has categorically denied reports linking Iranian nationals with an alleged plot targeting the Israeli embassy in London. Five men were arrested on Saturday on suspicion of preparing a terrorist act. The Met Police says it can't comment for operational reasons. A national two-minute silence will be held at midday today. It's to mark exactly 80 years since the end of the Second World War in Europe. The King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales will attend a service of thanksgiving at Westminster Abbey. Almost 80 veterans from the conflict will be there. 100-year-old veteran Dorothea has told us she has mixed emotions.
I'm remembering school friends who didn't return from the war. And it's a sad day for me as well as being a happy day.
And 133 Catholic cardinals have resumed voting for the next Pope of the Vatican. Black smoke rose from the Sistine Chapel yesterday, indicating no selection was made in the first round.
Sport.
Arsenal have fallen short in their attempt to reach a first Champions League final since 2006. A 2-1 defeat away to PSG in the second leg of their last four tie last night saw them exit the competition 3-1 on aggregate. Is the boss, Mikel Arteta.
The reality at the end is you need something to lift that trophy with all the work that we do. And disappointment is that it's not going to happen.
PSG will now take on Inter Milan in the final. And an all-English final could be on the cards in the Europa League. Manchester United host Spanish side Athletic Bilbao tonight with a 3-0 lead from the first leg. Spurs are in Norway. They've got a 3-1 advantage over Bodo Glimt heading into their second leg this evening.
Say Bodo Glimt again.
Bodo Glimt.
I like that.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Should be mainly dry and sunny across the UK today. There might be the odd shower later on in the southeast of England. Temperatures up to 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. Short week this week, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm so happy it's Thursday. I've kind of got a bit of a Friday feeling on the go. With me in the studio as ever is my great pal and accountant, Dominic Byrne.
Hello. Good morning. Hello, everybody.
My ex-wife and mother to my nine children, Pippa Taylor.
Yeah, that's me. Good morning.
My ex-husband and father to nobody, James Robinson.
Hello, good morning.
And my living lover and head writer of the Chris Moyle Show, Captain Crapbeard.
Good morning.
No.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Please, come on.
That's the T-shirt. That's
all the characters are on. Are you all right today?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks, Chris.
Something different about Captain Crapbeard. I don't know if any of you have noticed.
Got a haircut?
No.
No, in
shirt.
The last...
New shirt.
New
but,
shirt
button. No, but he's not wearing his shirt as an overshirt.
Yeah.
He's actually wearing a shirt as a shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks for
which
that.
Which means he didn't stay at his home last night.
I stayed in my house.
Oh. Okay. Sherlock.
Trying to get some juicy gossip out.
You're not folding under questioning here, are you?
You are wearing a shirt like a normal person wears a shirt. You only ever wear a shirt over a T-shirt.
I wear a shirt sometimes. Like a shirt, like properly.
No, you never have. I'm telling you.
I think I did this week.
Excuse me. Don't give me back chat.
Am I talking back?
Yeah.
Hey, but can I say, that's a lovely shirt on you today, Chris.
Now, I'm wearing a shirt.
You never wear a shirt like that.
So I used to wear shirts all the time. I used to wear big, baggy shirts.
Yeah.
And then I lost a bit of weight, and then I would wear T-shirts, because once I lost weight, I don't want to wear anything baggy. And I've kind of got out of the habit of wearing shirts.
It's a nice shirt.
And yesterday, I had a couple of things to attend.
Right.
So I wore a shirt.
Hmm.
But I wore it for, like, 4 hours, and then I was home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't put this in the laundry. You're not going to get it for 4 hours.
You're not going to get stinky after
I'll
that.
Wear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Not enough day has seen your shirt
no.
yet.
No.
That's how I think. That's how I operate.
No, I put fresh pants and socks on.
Yeah.
Good. They went in the laundry.
Good.
But I thought, I can get another wear out of this, right?
Surely the pants and socks is a non-negotiable.
Absolutely. Oh,
that's a given.
What if you had a shower?
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock.
Mm.
And then you put, I mean, I have to say, because it's you, underwear. You put your boxers on.
Yeah, fine.
To just lie on the sofa and watch telly.
Yeah.
And then you go to bed.
Yeah.
And you take your boxers off.
Yeah.
You've only worn them for a couple of hours.
Mm. What are you thinking there?
Mm. I think the standard is just put a new pair on, because you've probably got...
Well, I have created a whole new scenario.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Mm. And here it is. Nighttime pants.
Mm-hmm.
Evening pants. Right? So often I will train late.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so I might have a shower at like 6:30, 7 o'clock,
mm.
just before we have our tea, and then we sit on the sofa and watch telly.
Mm.
So I come out of the shower at 7, and I put on a pair of pants, and then I take the pants off when I go to bed.
Yeah.
I've only worn them for 3 hours.
That's it.
Not wrong with these pants. I ain't muddied them up.
No, you're not muddied them up, no.
So what I do, use them the next evening. For
evening pants.
For evening pants.
Oh, so you doubled up on the evening.
Slipping into some evening pants.
So 2 nights, 6 hours in the laundry.
Oh, so they didn't creep into daytime pants.
No, no, no.
Because that's horrible.
No.
I've never heard of that before, but it actually sort of makes sense.
Where do you keep them in the interim? Where do they go? Do they go back in the drawer?
Good question.
They go in the drawer.
But,
nighttime pants. Yeah, because.
To be no.
Listen, I wash my bits.
No.
And I cannot lie. Before the question.
Yeah, go on.
Let me give you the scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to imagine this, Pippa.
Oh.
I'm in the shower.
No.
I have no clothes on.
You're lathering yourself.
I'm washing myself like this.
Yeah.
You in a hurry?
I don't need to imagine it anymore.
Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah.
And then I put on my deodorant.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm a boy, we don't put deodorant on like you do.
Mm.
I've never seen you do it, but I imagine it's this.
Yeah.
Boys.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to do the back.
Mm. Toby uses like half a can.
Oh, yeah. That's what boys do.
Yeah. It's the law.
Because we can't smell it. And then, you know, you will be still at work maybe, and you'll go...
Smell it.
Oh, I think Toby's just got out of the shower and put on deodorant. It's that strong.
Lynx African.
All your houseplants are dying in the lounge and stuff. That's why.
Yeah. Then, so I'm clean, I'm washed, I'm antiperspirantated.
Right?
Then, put on the clean pants.
No.
Put on a pair of joggers, sweatpants, sat on the sofa, watch telly.
Mm.
2.5, 3 hours later, I'm taking it all off and going to bed.
Taking them off now.
Those pants are fine, my friend. Those pants are fine.
They've seen no action, so to speak.
Yes, Pippa.
So I want to cast your mind back.
I absolutely did not mean to talk about this. I was about to speak about art.
I know.
I swear to God, now I'm talking about wearing the same pants 2 days in a row. Yin and yang.
This is where we live.
Cast your mind back.
Yeah.
You lot have all told me about when you go swimming and you go to the toilet in swimming trunks when they're a bit dry.
Oh, no, I go in the loo. You go to the urinal.
Go to
loo. So much better.
And then every now and again, I'm sorry, this isn't very breakfast show kind of material.
Where's this going?
I don't know. I'm a bit worried.
Sometimes... Like you say, it's a little extra
ED,
extra stribble.
Right.
And then if you get a bit, and then like you sometimes you wash your hands really vigorously to make it look like you've deliberately sprayed loads of water over yourself so that it all blends in or something like that. ED. So you've got a 3 hour window, you've put your fresh pants on.
Yeah.
Are you not going to the toilet at any point in this window?
I don't urinate after 7.
You don't urinate after 7?
No, it's
famously.
Right.
Yeah. The Dalai Lama said...
it's illegal.
A peaceful mind, don't pee after 7.
That's it. peaceful.
I forgot he said that.
Yeah.
That's one of his great utterances.
I remember that article.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a problem.
Ah, so the ED's not a thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I think you can't put them back in the drawer. I think they've got to live somewhere else.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do tonight to prove a point. But you have to meet me in the middle on this. Ooh. Because if you're going to take this as good advice, right, and it'll help you, it's going to reduce your laundry, and therefore we're technically saving the planet. I'll put on my evening pants tonight at 7. I'll take them off at 10. I will then bring them into work tomorrow for you to inspect.
Oh,
and then you will be able
I'm
to,
happy
and
here's to take
what,
your work.
And here's what you will do. You will put them on your head and you will go, I can smell comfort, all in all, right?
Yes.
And I will say, you were right, it's comfort. They didn't have Lenore.
Yep.
And then you'll go, wow, I stand corrected. Mm. Now,
And then you
I will put those pants in the laundry.
And you will do the
been
dance
on your head
pants.
And my D's.
And you will dance around.
So it was me that muddied them up, was it?
Well,
in this
you put product in your hair. In I don't way, put yeah. product in my hair there. So, yeah, they will go in the wash. And I really wish I'd not talked about this.
On the text, Jennifer says she does exactly the same thing
Thank
that you,
Jennifer.
Do.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer Shaw.
Jennifer won't have ED.
How do you know?
Because...
How do you know?
Women get the ED.
No, women...
How do you... She might be incontinent.
Women always...
Come
dab,
on.
Dab and do up.
Use tissue.
Oh, no, so do I.
Yeah.
Do you always use tissue?
Pip, I'm an OCD freak.
What about when you're in the changing
room? Oh, I can do it, not touch it.
What about in the swimming area then? What, do you not use tissue?
When was the last time I went swimming?
I don't know.
When am I down the baths?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Thursday. It's Chris goes down the baths and public swimming.
It comes Lido Moyles.
The stories are corroborating. Is that the right word?
No, but I don't know.
You can't dab at a urinal.
Yeah, that's what? True.
If you're out at a urinal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm dealing with a bunch of amateurs. You go to the urinal, right?
You take tissue with you.
Can't go
and then there's no one else in the urinal. And what you do is, now you have to be very delicate. You go, it's a bigger one than I thought. So you see the empty cubicle and off you go to go and get. And then you dab and do up.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on.
You're all animals.
You can go in a cubicle after a wee.
Of course you can.
No.
And I'll always go in your cubicle anyway for a wee because I get stage fright.
Well, you go to your urinal first, then go in the cubicle.
It depends.
What with your...
I can't believe I'm in this chat. If the cubicle is free, I go in the cubicle every time.
No.
I don't like standing next to men at the urinal for several reasons. Not worth getting into. One, I sometimes get stage fright. And two, I intimidate other men. Right? You know, I've had men go, good God, look at that. Do you need hands? And all of that, you know, floor's cold. It's that business. And this is why I'm leaving it. Just forget it.
Radio X.
Right.
Coming up, more thrilling and theatrical Thursday thoughts on the greatest radio program known to humankind. Don't be a plonker all your life, Rodney. Stick around with The Chris Moyle Show and hear our chat with actor David Jason.
Yeah, shortly.
Plus, we play a game of happy endings after 9, guessing the songs from how they end. Thursday, May the 8th, be with you.
Right.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Thank you.
Radio X.
Yes, sir, David Jason on the show in about 15 minutes' time. You're welcome.
I'm on it, get on it. The chips are on fire, you know I need it. Much closer, I'm treading just a little. I must step on it, electronic. The chips are on fire, I'm much deeper. A sleeper, waiting for the final trip. Come on in, get on it. I'm calving through a let up, all I needed. Life potions, these drugs are just an hour away. Come on in, electronic, a polyphonic roster to the mortars. I'm fire, messiah by the animals. Yeah.
I'm on it, get on it. The trips are on fire, you know I need it. Much closer, I'm treading just a little. I'm on step on it, electronic. The trips are on fire, I'm much deeper. A sleeper, messiah body, and I'm off.
Submitted Barack Obama.
He did. And he nailed it, actually, didn't he?
Have you ever done it, Captain?
I have tried. I can't get through the second bit normally.
Is it the Barack or the Obama you struggle with?
The Barama. I say Barama when I struggle.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Sick.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Rack Arbor.
Okay.
No bums in it.
Here we go. Can you win?
Too many bums.
One, two, three, four.
Barack Obama, 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 Barack
Obama. Oh, yeah, see, I lose it. No, you had it.
I know.
You had it.
I need to write it down and I can maybe get it. It's one,
it's
two,
syllables,
three,
three
four,
syllables.
Five. One, two, three. That's how you
taught
me.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you do it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Barack,
two, three, four.
Barack Obama, 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 Barack
Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama. Boom!
Very good.
That's good.
Thank you. And then the orchestra goes and everybody sings.
Barack Obama.
Who's next? What's that, Dominic?
Oh, I could never be able to do this.
Brilliant. Off you go, Dom. Two, three, four.
Barack Obama, 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 Obama.
That's brilliant.
Too many bubs.
Well done.
Can't do it.
James,
James, you get the easy bit, you get the chorus.
Wow.
he's ever heard it. Do you know?
Someone must have said it to him.
Hey, yeah, Bob, have you heard this?
It's about you.
Have you ever tried it with Michelle?
I reckon Michelle's heard of it.
Michelle. It would be easier. But what's the point if it's easier?
Beautiful.
Work that went into this. It's ludicrous. It's an orchestra at Abbey Road. Backing vocalists. Live instruments. Abbey Road, for God's sake. I'm not sure if Ricky Wilson's on this.
Is he?
He might be.
Oh, there you are. That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Thank you. That was Barack Obama featuring Chris Moyles, Captain Crabbeard, Dominic and James Robinson.
Thank you.
It is 8:23. Sir David Jason was in the building yesterday and we had a chat with him. He came to see us, actually. It was so lovely. And if you love Del Boy, then you will hear him become Del Boy in the interview. We'll play in about 10 minutes at Radio X.
I love that song. It sounds particularly brilliant today, that. I don't know why.
I'm on the same bill as the Manic Street Preachers later on this year.
That's so cool, man.
I mean, what's the odds one out on this list? Manic Street Preachers, The Charlatans, Ash, Chris Moyles.
Well, when you say it like that.
No standouts there.
Yeah, that's an Audley End. You've been there, did you say?
Audley End. I think Mum and Dad went a long time ago. Right. It's very posh and very, very pretty.
Yep.
Very picturesque.
And I'll be DJing there unless I've really upset Heritage Live later on in the year.
Yeah.
And then I get to sit and watch Ash Charlatans and Manic Street Preachers. What a lovely day that's going to be.
Perfect.
Oh, so looking forward to it. This is the former Radio X Record of the Week. It's called Undressed, and it's by an artist called Somba. And we are just minutes away from Mr. David Jason. You had a dream.